Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check those out. Rick Lepsinger is our guest. Richard Lepsinger is the name on the books. Flexible Leadership and Closing the Execution Gap, and let's see, what else? Virtual Team Success. That's another one he co-authored, as well as the others that he authored. And OnPointConsultingLLC.com is his website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. You'll thank me later. Rick, thanks again for being here. We're talking about some of the tips that you recommend that we use to be patient and to be a little more methodical, a little more sophisticated, a little more technical in the way we bring people on board. In the last segment, we talked about not being careful about going with your gut, especially too early, having a systematic process that we talked a little bit about. And what do you mean by competency models? What does that mean?
Yeah, the key on the competency model is you really need to define what good looks like. What are the skills that you're looking for whatever this position is? And the reason why that's so important is because the interview should be directed toward those particular skills. It's not just sort of a random conversation about the resume, because the resume says what it says. And asking people questions about what they did, you know, so tell me, you know, about their flow of work isn't always that helpful. You really want to, the main part of the interview should be getting more at their behavior, their skills, their competencies, how they would do things, how they have done things, to get a better idea of the extent to which they're a good fit to the organization. So having it clearly defined on what the skills and needs are for this role helps guide the interview, right? Makes it both more effective, more efficient, and you're really getting at what it takes to succeed in the job. And a lot of people don't take time to really outline that, you know, mm-hmm. what am I looking for? And they focus primarily on the technical capability and the experience, which is important, but not necessarily a complete picture of their ability to communicate, to collaborate, to work in a team, the extent to which they can work effectively with customers, like be patient, be empathetic, and that kind of stuff isn't on the resume. So you need to have that outline.
And is that part of what you mean when you talk about the culture as well?
Yeah.
Making sure that they're a fit with the culture. And a small business, this is really important because
– yeah.
I mean, you go to a big company, you've really got to spend some time there to find out what the culture is. But you go to a small business, and the culture hits you in the face when you open the door.
Yeah, cultural fit is critical because somebody may be good at the job, able to perform the task, but if they're not a good fit for your organization, either the values or the way in which they work with people or how they approach the work, they're not going to be a keeper. They're going to end up failing, or either leaving themselves or you letting them go, just
right.
because they end up creating problems and tension. Even though they can do the job, they're just not a good fit in your organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really a big deal because, as I've said before, you know, the old story about one bad apple can spoil the barrel. Our barrel,
exactly.
You can't diffuse. One bad apple is one bad apple. It's as bad in a big company as it is in a little company, but our barrels are pretty small. We don't have that many other apples in our barrel, and so one bad apple can spin around and affect a whole lot of other apples and take down the company, can't they?
Yeah, no, absolutely, and that's why this hiring decision, as everyone knows, is so critical. And it reinforces what we were saying before about patience, because we try to act quickly because we want to fill the spot and stop looking for people and interviewing people and
right.
trying to get it done. But when we make a bad hire, we end up eventually we have to let them go, right? And then we're back into
and that's,
the cycle
and that's,
of
looking and that's the worst process, too. You know, this is what I tell people. If you're anxious, you know, in aviation, when I was flying years ago, my instructors would tell me, you know, if you're thinking about getting up and taking off in bad weather, just imagine that you're up there wanting to be on the ground. You wish you were on the ground.
Right.
And so if you're thinking
about
hiring somebody too quickly, imagine how you're going to feel if you have to fire them. And I'll tell you something, that'll make you slow down a little bit.
And it ends up being a costly mistake because you take time to train the person.
That's right. You take time
to get them up to speed. Then they leave, then you're back into the cycle, and you're training somebody else and getting them up to speed.
And it's demoralizing, and it makes you look bad in front of everybody else that you couldn't bring on a good person.
Exactly right.
Do we still need to talk to people about technology? And in 2018, do we really need to talk about technology? Is that something? I mean, don't most people know how to do that? I think so.
But the thing to remember is that technology is always improving and getting better. So on the hiring process, you know, we were saying during the break about used to put an ad in the paper. Now you don't really need to do that because you can access, you know, literally hundreds and hundreds of possible job candidates on some of these online tools. But in addition to the search for applicants, you can use technology to help onboard, to train, to get them ready, you know, with some of these micro learning.
Well, you can do it to test their personalities and a lot of different things in addition to finding them. Okay. Hey, Rick, good job today. Come back soon.
I will. Thanks very much.
We enjoyed having you here. Good job. Rick Lipsinger, ladies and gentlemen, OnPointConsultingLLC.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.